Imagine watching the NQ plummet. I mean, every single candle on your screen is just bright red. Panic is setting in across the market, and price is violently crashing into a major daily support level. Most retail traders look at that chart and see an absolute bloodbath, a market they feel they need to short immediately.
Right.
But what if a hidden metric inside those red candles told you that, underneath the surface, massive institutional buyers were actually absorbing all that panic and trapping the sellers? Today, we are looking directly at per bar delta. Fundamentally, per bar delta is the absolute net of aggressive buying minus aggressive selling within a single forming candle.
Right. Specifically, we are looking at total ask volume minus total bid volume.
Exactly.
Because, you know, the market only moves when someone demands immediate execution. When a trader submits a market buy order, they cross the spread, they hit a resting limit sell order on the ask, and that registers as positive delta. And obviously, when a market sell order hits a resting limit buy order on the bid, well, that is negative delta. It is the raw measurement of market takers versus market makers. It tells you exactly who's winning the micro auction right now on the tape.
I need to stop and clarify this right away, actually, because the fundamental premise for most people trading the the S&P 500 futures, or the NQ, is entirely based on candle color.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Right. The assumption is simply that a green candle equals aggressive buying and a red candle equals aggressive selling. But if we are tracking actual market orders hitting the bid and the ask, assuming candle color equals delta, it's basically an unverified intuition, isn't it?
I mean, it is worse than an unverified intuition, honestly. It is a blindfold. A green candle simply tells you the closing price was higher than the opening price.
Right, which is just a derivative calculation.
Exactly. It is just based on the final tick of a time period. It tells you absolutely nothing about the distribution of volume inside that time period or the actual order flow aggression required to move that price from point A to point B.
Yeah, that makes sense.
If you are watching order flow on the NQ or the ES, per bar delta strips away all that noise. It is the fastest, most granular answer to what is actually happening.
Okay, so let's unpack the baseline mechanics before we get into the anomalies. I assume there is a standard relationship here, right?
Yeah.
If aggressive buying generally pushes price up and aggressive selling pushes price down, then most green candles should logically have a positive delta.
Well, yeah, that is the base rule of order flow. In the vast majority of cases, an up candle will print a positive delta and a down candle will print a negative delta.
Right.
That is just the natural physics of an efficient market. If there is more aggressive buying, the limit orders on the ask are depleted and price is forced to tick higher to find new liquidity. But, you know, the market does not reward practitioners for trading the obvious efficient base rule.
Oh, of course not.
The actual structural edge lives entirely in the exceptions to that rule.
Wait, I need to wrap my head around this exception because mechanically it sounds like a contradiction. We are talking about sell-side absorption. You are saying I can look at a form-up candle like the price is physically rising tick by tick, but the delta is deeply negative?
That is exactly what happened.
But how is that physically possible? If there are vastly more aggressive sellers hitting the bid, how on earth is the price going up?
To see this, you really have to visualize the limit order book. The DOM.
Mm-hmm.
Aggressive sellers are indeed slamming the bid. They are firing off market sell orders, crossing the spread, demanding immediate liquidity, and generating heavy negative delta.
Okay.
But price is rising anyway because they are falling into a massive institutional trap. Large liquidity providers, passive buyers, are stepping up their limit buy orders faster than the aggressive sellers can consume them.
Oh, so they are essentially walking the price up.
Exactly. They are completely absorbing all that aggressive sell pressure.
Hmm.
The sellers are expending maximum effort, but the passive buyers control the actual price displacement. The mechanical analogy that comes to mind here is effort without result. It is like redlining a high-performance car engine in deep mud.
That is a perfect way to visualize it.
Right. Massive energy, which in this case is raw aggression and negative deltas being expended.
Uh-huh.
The RPMs are maxed out, but the vehicle just doesn't move forward. The tires are just spinning into passive limit orders.
And we see the exact inverse with long absorption. You have a down candle. The close is below the open, but the delta is distinctly heavily positive.
Right.
Aggressive buyers are continuously lifting the offer. They are paying the spread, putting in market buy orders, generating massive positive delta, but the price is actually ticking against them.
So they are completely trapped.
Precisely. A large passive seller is sitting on the ask, reloading limit orders.
And they often use iceberg orders to do that, right? hiding their true size so the buyers don't realize what they're up against.
Oh, all the time. The DOM might only show 50 contracts resting on the ask, so the aggressive buyers think they can easily chew through it. But every time that 50 is consumed, the matching engine instantly reloads another 50 from a hidden institutional algorithm.
Wow.
The aggressive buyers are exhausting their trading capital into an immovable wall of passive supply. And the mechanics of the trap dictate what happens next. As soon as those buyers run out of ammunition, the realization sets in. Price breaks lower, and all those track longs are suddenly offside.
And to exit a losing long position, you have to issue a market sell order.
Exactly. That forced liquidation accelerates the downward move, feeding the exact trend the passive seller was engineering.
I hear you saying that spotting this absorption is a massive edge, but honestly, looking at a fast tape on the NQ right after the morning bell, I mean, it looks like pure chaos. The numbers are flashing hundreds of times a second.
It definitely can look like that.
If this micro divergence between price and delta is happening constantly, wouldn't a trader just see absorption everywhere? How do you realistically trade this without just blowing out your account on random noise?
That is the tragedy of the novice order flow trader. Because the concept of absorption is so logically attractive, it becomes a severe psychological trap. Once you train your eyes to see short-term absorption, you do begin to see it on almost every single candle.
Right, because the natural rotation of an auction market involves constant microabsorption just to facilitate trade.
Exactly. If you attempt to trade every single instance of it, assuming every minor trap will lead to a macro reversal, you will fall directly into chronic overtrading.
So how do we mathematically filter a legitimate institutional trap from just, you know, a random two-tick algorithmic rotation?
Context is the only filter. Per bar absorption carries absolutely zero weight unless it confluences with a predetermined key structural level. We are talking about the core metrics of market profile and volume profiling.
Like the POC?
Yes, the point of control, which is the price level where the higher volume was traded. The VAH and VAL, the value area high and low, which framed the range where 70% of the day's business was conducted. Or the VWAP, the volume-weighted average price, which serves as the institutional baseline for fair value.
So if I see that car spinning in the mud scenario effort without result floating in the middle of a random price range where fair value has already been established, it's really just algorithms trading back and forth.
Right. It means nothing.
But if I see massive long absorption, like heavy positive delta, on a down candle right at the value area high, the context shifts entirely.
Exactly. You now have empirical evidence that a major structural boundary is being aggressively defended by passive participants. You aren't guessing if resistance will hold. You are watching the exact moment the aggressive buyers exhaust themselves into the limit orders defending that specific boundary.
I want to add that scaling that context against actual volume is critical here, too. Reading a delta divergence without looking at the total volume of the candle is incredibly dangerous.
Oh, absolutely.
If you are trading the ES and you see a positive 20 delta on a candle that only traded 30 total contracts, that is completely meaningless noise.
Yeah.
It takes thousands of contracts to permanently displace price on the S&P futures. A tiny divergence on microscopic volume is just the natural friction of the exchange's matching engine, not a signal of massive institutional intent.
And session context heavily dictates that volume threshold as well. A delta reading in the thin overnight Asian session means something entirely different than the exact same reading right at the 9:30 a.m. New York open.
Oh, definitely.
Or, you know, during a volatile zero DTE expiration day.
Let's actually dig into the mechanics of that zero DTE environment. Because 0 days to expiration options have completely rewired intraday futures trading. Why does options expiration completely warp the delta readings on the ES order book?
Well, it comes down to dealer gamma exposure. When retail and institutional traders flood into short-dated zero DTE options, the market makers, the dealers who sell them those options, take on immense directional risk.
Right.
If the market suddenly drops, the dealers who sold put options see their risk explode mathematically due to gamma. To neutralize that risk and remain delta neutral, they cannot just sit on their hands. They are forced to aggressively short the underlying ES futures contracts into the falling market, regardless of price.
So they are indiscriminately crossing the spread, hitting the bid, generating massive negative delta just to hedge their options books.
Exactly. And because this hedging flow is so massive and price insensitive, other institutional liquidity providers will step in and passively absorb that retail and dealer aggression.
Wow.
During a zero DTE session, you might see thousands of contracts of delta divergence as resting limit orders absorb these massive forced hedging sweeps.
Mm-hmm.
If you do not understand the mechanics of why that volume is hitting the tape, you will misinterpret the order flow entirely. You must calibrate your baseline expectations for volume and delta to the specific time of day and the macroeconomic environment.
Okay, so context keeps me from overtrading the noise. But what does it look like when the context is actually right? Let's say we have mapped out our levels and price is compressing right at the value area low. It's threatening to break down into a new range. How do professionals deploy per bar delta tactically in that breakout scenario?
A valid, authentic breakout requires high volume, and the per bar delta must aggressively match the direction of the structural break.
Okay.
If price is breaking lower through the value area low, you need to see strongly negative delta. You want to see the order flow footprint light up with massive imbalances on the bid side. That indicates that sellers are overwhelmingly outnumbering buyers and are willing to pay any price to exit longs or initiate shorts.
So basically, they're sweeping the DOM, like eating through all the available limit buy orders at once, leaving a vacuum behind them.
Precisely. The tape should visibly speed up, the DOM should sweep downward, and any subsequent pullback to retest that broken level should be shallow, fast, and most importantly, on very light volume with weak positive delta.
Which confirms the buyers have no true conviction to reclaim the level.
Exactly.
And I assume the inverse of that is an immediate trap candidate.
Okay.
Like if you see price physically breaking that exact same support level, but the per bar delta is tepid, or even worse, positive, that is a massive warning siren.
Oh, a huge warning siren.
The price is drifting lower, but the aggressive selling simply isn't there to back it up, or buyers are actually getting aggressive at the new lows, and the break is just a temporary lack of passive liquidity rather than a true shift in market conviction. That is a false breakout that you fade back into the range.
Which brings us directly to the anatomy of a panic flush, which is arguably the highest probability setup in order flow trading. When a market begins a violent one-way auction into a major macroeconomic support level, the emotional mechanics of the participants shift from orderly trading to pure survival.
This is where you really have to understand the exact domino effect of capitulation on the tape. Let's paint the picture for the listener. The NQ is in a brutal 150-point downtrend. Retail traders who bought the dip are caught long, their stops are being triggered, and margin clerks at brokerages are forcibly liquidating overleveraged accounts.
Right, total panic.
All of those automated liquidations hit the market as aggressive, price-insensitive sell orders. As price finally slams into major structural support, what is the delta telling us?
The specific candle that strikes that major support will almost always have the most extreme negative delta and the largest volume profile of the entire downward move. That is the volume climax. Panic sellers and automated liquidation engines are puking the absolute low directly into the resting limit by orders of deep-pocketed institutions.
And why does that exact climax trigger such a violent reversal? I mean, why doesn't the market just consolidate there?
Because of the mechanics of supply exhaustion, once that massive final wave of market sell orders is completely absorbed by the passive buyers, the available supply is instantaneously exhausted.
Right.
The participants who are heavily short suddenly look at the tape and realize that despite record-breaking negative delta, the price has completely stopped going down. The tape stalls. The inevitable psychological reaction is a scramble to lock in profits.
And covering a short position requires hitting the ask with a market buy order.
Exactly. This sudden influx of aggressive buying to cover shorts is the initial fuel. It hits a market where the limit sell orders have already been pulled or depleted. This causes a violent snapback in price. As price rips higher, it triggers the buy stops of other short sellers, adding even more aggressive buy orders to the fire.
Wow.
The sellers trap themselves by exhausting their capital and liquidity precisely at the structure level where passive buyers were waiting to absorb them.
We also use per bar delta to identify fading aggression in a much slower grinding trend, right? This isn't a climax. This is simple exhaustion. Let's say the ES is slowly making higher highs on a trend day. But as price pushes to each new extreme, you notice the positive delta is shrinking. Like, the first push of the morning had a positive delta of 2,000. The next high had 1,200. The third high, which barely broke the previous peak, had only 400.
That is the definitive footprint of a dominant side losing conviction. The buyers are no longer willing to cross the spread and pay higher prices with aggressive market orders. The trend is simply starving for oxygen.
To really contextualize these single candle snapshots, we need to distinguish between per bar delta and CVD, or cumulative volume delta. If per bar delta is the microenvironment, what exactly is CVD giving us?
Bar delta is the localized building block. It tells you exactly what is happening inside the current forming candle. CVD is the continuous running sum of all those individual per bar deltas from the moment the session opens. If the first bar has a delta of plus 100 and the second bar is minus 50, your CVD is plus 50. It aggregates the raw aggression over time.
I can hear a scalper listening to this and asking, you know, if I am just trading bar by bar, looking to take 5 points out of the NQ and flatten my position, why do I even need CVD? If I only care about the next 3 minutes of order flow, why do I care about the running sum of the entire morning?
Because trading bar delta without CVD is like trying to navigate a forest by only looking at the bark on a single tree. Pairing both gives you the full structural picture, and it is the only way to prevent yourself from fighting a massive macroeconomic intraday trend.
Is the difference between winning a single play and winning the game? Per bar delta is a single play in a football game. You might execute a perfect defensive tackle, which is your single instance of sell-side absorption on a 5-minute candle, but CVD is the overall scoreboard.
That is an exact equivalent. If the CVD for the session is steadily climbing and sits at up 15,000 contracts, meaning there is relentless, systematic, algorithmic buying pressure driving the day, and you see one localized instance of sell-side absorption, shorting that microdivergence is financial suicide.
Right.
The bar delta gave you a localized reading of temporary absorption, but the CVD tells you that the macro tide is overwhelmingly, aggressively bullish. You use the CVD scoreboard to establish your dominant directional bias, and you use the per bar delta to execute your precise micro-level entries in the exact direction of that macro trend.
Ultimately, we have to remember the core philosophy of order flow here. Bar delta is a thermometer of aggression. It is not a crystal ball. It measures the absolute heat of the tape in this exact microsecond. It does not predict the future. It simply measures the mechanical present reality of the limit order book.
And internalizing that difference is the professional mindset. This specific tool pays the trader who uses it strictly to confirm a pre-built thesis at a pre-built structural level. You map your execution zones, your point of control, your value area extremes, your VWAP hours before the session even begins. You wait patiently for price to auction into those levels. And then, and only then, do you look at the per bar delta to confirm if the expected institutional reaction is actually occurring in the live order flow.
That makes total sense.
This tool does not pay the amateur who is chasing the market, staring blindly at the middle of the range, trying to trade every random delta anomaly candle by candle.
To see these mechanics visualized in real time, the Motive Wave Delta Volume Study draws per bar delta as a clean, localized histogram with live updates inside the forming candle. Further mechanics and deep order flow documentation on these setups can be found at wickflow.com.